Blog Talk Radio.
There's nothing more powerful than our own grace and awareness. Welcome to my show, a show focused on mastering the inner conflict within our whole being. I'm Sheila Unique, a relationship coach and master energetic intuitive. For over 20 years, I've been passionate about educating people like you on how to resolve everyday life problems in relationships of all kinds. Yes, we have relationships with anything and everything in our lives, and how we relate with every one of them makes all the difference. Today's relationship has to do with my unique approach to feeling our own energy. For us to master any conflict related to what we're feeling, we need to understand some of the invisible influences impacting whatever that is for us. Do you ever notice how you can get emotional about something and feel aches or pains in your physical body? Maybe you get upset with your children and feel pain in your stomach. Maybe you're annoyed with someone and your shoulders start to tighten up. Ever wonder what causes that? Our thoughts and emotions influence our physical body. We can't see them, yet they register as different sensations in any and all parts of the body. Yes, our physical body responds to what we're thinking and feeling, and knowing what it's responding to is very helpful when it comes to healing and resolving everyday life problems. It's important to get a sense of how we relate to our thoughts and emotions and how they're expressed through our energetic field. Learning how our body communicates with us is one of the best tools we have available to work with, and we take this tool everywhere we go. Clear communication gives us accurate answers about ourselves. Knowing and working with this tool moves us to a place where we easily identify changes in how we feel. Why would we want that? Well, let me ask you, why wouldn't we want that? Why wouldn't we want to be aware of things like our reactions or things that cause us to struggle or be in conflict with others? Give that a thought. Today I'm going to teach an exercise which helps you to feel your own energy. Moving through the exercise helps you become aware of how your physical body responds to what you're thinking and feeling. I invite you to experience what this could be for you. Now, before we start, I want you to notice how you feel right now. What are you thinking and feeling? Especially, what are you feeling in your physical body? Whatever you're feeling is perfectly fine. Let it be there. All you're doing right now is noticing where you're at before we start. And this helps you to easily recognize when there's changes. It's best to do this exercise when you're in a quiet space and can close your eyes for a short time. And FYI, not good to be doing while you're driving. Anyway, it takes about 5 to 8 minutes to complete and starts with me guiding you inwardly to do two distinct visualizations. One guides you to recognize what it feels like when you're struggling. The other guides you to recognize when you're feeling more uplifted. So here we go. With your eyes closed, think of something that recently got you really upset or even angry. This can be over anything, an upsetting argument, an irritating comment someone made, could be an abusive behavior that sets you off. Think of what that is for you. Your thoughts naturally bring up the negative type reactions, which is what you want to happen. You'll know when you're reacting because you'll feel it. Now, if you're not feeling anything, pick something else. Maybe something you hate or can't stand to think about. Just know you'll only be feeling this for a minute or two, so allow whatever's there to surface. The more intense you feel this, the more you'll truly get a sense of how your energy feels, how your thoughts and feelings express themselves physically. Once you're feeling something, it's important to notice any subtle and new changes anywhere in your body. Keep thinking those troublesome thoughts and pay attention to how your physical body is communicating with you right now. What is your face doing? Are you experiencing a tense or tight feeling in parts of your face? Are you pursing your lips and does your forehead feel tight? How is your posture? Are you starting to slouch over or notice your spine doesn't feel very supported? Don't try to change the thoughts you're thinking. Let any new thoughts surface and notice how they make you feel. Now, how is your physical body responding? Changes range from very subtle aches to strong pain-type sensations. Let them surface. You could be getting hot or feeling sick or can hardly hold your head up. There's an infinite number of possibilities, so just notice what that is for you. Now, feel your energy. This is very important, and it's different from the physical body. Get an overall sense of what you feel. What are you feeling in your own energy? Are you feeling tired or drained or a heavy, dense feeling coming over you? Regardless of what you're experiencing, become aware of what's going on inside as you think those thoughts. You see, when we're reacting, when you're upset, and I mean upset, we're talking real life here, you tend to have an energetic type feeling often related to feeling like you're ready for a fight or feeling drained and disempowered. Kind of like there's no strength or you energetically feel weak. Notice what that is for you. Okay, stop thinking of that and take a few deep breaths. Stop thinking of that, let it go, and take another deep breath, and we'll move on to the second visualization. Remember, there's purpose in what we're doing. Again, with your eyes closed, now think of a wonderful and fun experience you had recently. Maybe you celebrated something or surprised someone or something tickled your heart. It could be something you're proud of inside, like finally getting the raise you've been working at for a while. Think of whatever that is for you. Your thoughts naturally bring up positive type emotions and feelings inside. Now, again, if you're not feeling anything, pick something else. This could be something you love, a new grandchild, maybe an upcoming wedding, a pet, or a hobby you really enjoy. The more intense you feel this, the more you'll truly get a sense of how your energy feels. How your thoughts and feelings express themselves physically. Once you're feeling something, it's important to notice any new and subtle changes anywhere in your body. Keep thinking those wonderful thoughts and pay attention to how your physical body is responding right now. What is your face doing? Is your face more relaxed, or are you smiling now? How is your posture? Is your head up, and are you sitting upright with your spine erect? Are you feeling more support around your spinal column? Now again, don't try to change the thoughts you're thinking, and let any new thoughts surface and notice how they make you feel. How is your physical body responding? Changes again can range from subtle aches to pain-type sensations. You might find you can breathe easier, like you're getting a full breath. There's an infinite number of possibilities, and just again notice what that is for you. Now, feel your energy. Again, it's going to be different from your physical body, but get an overall sense of what you feel in your own energy right now. Are you feeling lighter and even more energized? Whatever you're experiencing, become aware of what's going on inside as you think those thoughts. We don't usually go inside when we're feeling or interacting or dealing with stuff. But the overall feeling you're experiencing right now tends to have an energetic type feeling, often related to feeling uplifted and empowered. Kind of like you're in a position of feeling strong and powerful, like you can take on the world. Notice what that feels like to you. Okay, you can stop thinking of that and take another couple of deep breaths. The exercise is complete, so go ahead and open your eyes as you take your breaths. What was your experience like? Just so you know, it's not uncommon for us to feel sensations in the same areas of our body for both visualizations. That's not uncommon. Even though the sensations are felt in the same areas, they'll be different based on what we're thinking about. Some sensations can feel prickly, and some just have a real little subtle movement to them. All of this takes place inside and is only experienced from the inside. That's why it's important to become familiar with how our physical body communicates energetically with us in relation to what we think and feel. And you know, the more we do this, the more we gain a greater understanding of when, why, and how things are expressed inside and outside of us. Remember, this is about getting acquainted with your own energy. Now that you've gone through this exercise once, you have an idea of what to expect. Listen again, giving it another try when you get another few minutes to yourself. Now, by the way, before we move on, I need to highlight something for you to observe in yourself. In the exercise, could you feel changes in your physical body when you moved from the first to the second visualization? When you went from thinking troublesome type thoughts to thinking of something more uplifting, could you feel the changes? The important thing to observe here is your responses changed because you were guided to change your thoughts. Your responses changed because you were guided to change your thoughts. One set of thoughts caused your body to respond negatively. Another set caused your body to respond positively. And in a matter of minutes, your body's responses changed, all because you changed what you were thinking about. So sensations, when you think about this, sensations changed and you didn't even move. Now, I often tell my clients when I'm working with them, as an intuitive, I can feel where sensations show up in bodies, and I can also feel when they've moved or been completed, or if I could reference, cleared and healed. And I point this out often to my clients, how they didn't even move. All they changed was talking about this thing that bothered them, and oh yeah, they feel better. Oh yeah, now the pain's gone. Well, and then thinking about this, and then, okay, well, there's that pain in my knee, or my pain in my back, or the hip is hurting now, and as that energy shifts, all of a sudden they don't feel that anymore. What we think and what we feel causes sensations, and we're not even moving. That happens in your life every day depending on what you're experiencing. You now have an idea of the times when you feel upset, what that feels like to you. You now have an idea of the times when you feel uplifted and strong and what that feels like to you. This is profound. Our thoughts changed and influenced how we felt. And knowing how our body responds helps us easily identify sudden changes within ourselves. For example, we're feeling great and hear criticism from someone close to us. Instantly, we're miffed with them. And our energy reflects that. Or maybe we're chatting away with our friend and all of a sudden we close down and we lose patience with them. And our energy reflects that. Something changed, and when we become aware of the change, whether mentally, emotionally, physically, or energetically, we can start to question ourselves as to what caused the change for us. This is about awareness, and nothing is more powerful than our own grace and awareness. It excites me to share this wisdom with you. When I first discovered this tool years ago, I wanted the whole world to know. There's such brilliance in what the physical body communicates with us every minute of every day. And the magical thing about that, our own body, our own insides guide us to know when those changes took place. We have access to that information anywhere and anytime we want it. It's that powerful. I encourage you to start paying attention to what your physical body is communicating with you. Why? Because there's times when a sore back isn't just a sore back your doctor needs to fix. Or when a sick stomach isn't just a sick stomach because you ate the wrong food. There's times when migraines aren't just migraines. They're happening for many reasons. Getting to be aware of our thoughts, emotions, physical body, and even our energetic body involves a process of learning and growing. For me, when I'm aware that I am in conflict or I'm struggling with something, I just have to think about what I'm dealing with. And as I'm being with that information, I can start to feel where it's expressing itself in my body. Why do I want to know that? Because it'll usually be in places that we would physically think something might be wrong with us. Like, oh my gosh, it's in that sore shoulder that I broke when I was 3. Or it's in that collarbone that got snapped when I was a teenager. And then when we're 50 plus years old, we tend to think back how it's still this shoulder when I broke it when I was 3. I want to show you in this moment, as you're dealing with something that you're struggling with, or you're in conflict with, or it's upsetting you, or it's just like one of those, just notice what's going on in the physical body. And all you're doing in that moment is not looking to fix it and make the pain go away, and you don't want to feel that. All you're doing is becoming aware of what you're thinking about, what you're feeling emotionally. Because your physical body's getting your attention through its aches and its pains, through its cramping, through its tightness, through its inflexibility, through its ailments. That's what the body is doing, is getting your attention. All it wants you to do is be aware of, what are you thinking? What's causing you to feel just so drained and like you have no fight left in you? It won't be what's happening outside as much as it will be what's taking place inside. That's the gift in all of this. This is about healing and resolving everyday life problems that surface in relationships of all kinds. And remember, those relationships could be anything and everything. Having a relationship with ourselves, and as far as, are we getting our work done? Are we still procrastinating on something? Are we avoiding something? Are we, oh my gosh. I know this from personal experiences. I'm still dealing with stuff like that. Why? Because I'm a human being. You're a human being. What are you dealing with? And as you get to know how your own energy feels, you again have that tool that you can take with you everywhere you go. It'll let you know when something doesn't feel good. It'll let you know when something isn't right. Does that mean you have to do something with it? No, you just have to be aware when that person says that that doesn't feel good. You can always deal with what you're feeling later, when it's a more private time, if you need to. Anyway, that's the exciting part about how our energy feels. There's much wisdom. So I want you to know, going forward, do you have relationships that need fixing? I want to just go back here for a minute. Being aware of our own thoughts, emotions, physical body, and even our own energetic body involves a process of learning and growing. It's a process of learning about ourselves, including learning to trust the information we're getting, not what somebody else tells us we're getting. We're learning to trust the information we're getting from inside. There is much inner wisdom available to us if we're open to experiencing the concept of how our own energy feels. Yes, in the show I focused on talking about things related to our own energy, and going forward, do you have relationships that need fixing? If you're struggling in any one of them, you'll want to hear about that. Next week's show is focused on my unique approach to fixing relationships, or not. If you want to learn more about topics like this one, check out my best-selling book, Relatefully. If you want to learn more about me and the work I do, go to my website, www.theuniqueapproach.com. I'm Sheila Unique, relationship coach, master energetic intuitive. I do private and group sessions focused on healing and relationships of all kinds. And if you choose to book a private session with me, I offer single. You can purchase single or packages. And it's all about guiding you inwardly. Because again, nothing is more powerful than our own grace and awareness. And that's what we want to find our way to. As a trainer and speaker, I'm passionate about guiding people to build authentic relationships from the inside out. Today again, I wish you much wonderment and joy as you move forward mastering the inner conflict within your whole being.